What's up, Anchor fam? This is Kaylee Chella checking back in with today's top stories. U.S. Representative Chris Collins has pleaded not guilty to insider trading charges. The Republican from Western New York appeared in a courtroom in New York City Wednesday afternoon to face accusations that he illegally leaked confidential information about a pharmaceutical company to his son and to the father of his son's fiance. Collins was on the board of the Australian company Innate Immunotherapeutics Limited. Prosecutors say he got an email while attending a picnic last year at the White House that the company's medication had failed an important medical trial. They say Collins told his son, Cameron, who then dumped his stock in the company before the trial results were announced publicly. Cameron Collins and his fiancé's father, Steven Zarsky, also pleaded not guilty in the case. The United States announced Wednesday that it will impose new sanctions on Russia for illegally using a chemical weapon in an attempt to kill a former spy and his daughter in Britain earlier this year. The new sanctions to be imposed later this month come despite President Trump's efforts to improve relations with Russia and its leader Vladimir Putin, and his harsh criticism of the investigation into Russian interference of the 2016 election. The State Department said the U.S. this week made the determination that Russia had used the Novichok nerve agent to poison Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, and that sanctions would follow. It said Congress is being notified of the August 6th determination, and that the sanctions would take effect on or around August 22nd, when the finding is to be published in the Federal Registrar. Those sanctions will include the presumed denial of export licenses for Russia to purchase many items with national security implications. A late addition to voting tallies in Ohio's congressional special election has further tightened the race. The Franklin County Board of Elections said Wednesday afternoon that a routine preliminary audit identified hundreds of additional votes cast in suburban Columbus precincts. The Elections Board says the tally from the precincts in Worthington included 388 votes for Democrat Danny O'Connor and 198 for Republican Troy Balderson. Unofficial vote tallies before those ballots were announced had Balderson leading by about 1,700 votes, with the race too close to call. Franklin County Elections Board spokesman Aaron Sellers says votes from a portion of one voting location weren't processed into the tabulation system. Elections boards must still count hundreds of absentee and provisional ballots in the race before the final results are known. That's all I've got for you for now. To stay up to date on all things news, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Anchor and at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.